Welcome. It's a late night edition of Totally Unrelated. I don't think I've ever recorded the podcast. Probably the latest I've ever tried to record a podcast would be like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's now 10:40 p.m. I don't know how long I'll be talking, but the goal is to try to get it up still on Thursday. Why? Because I like to set irrational, irreverent, unrealistic goals for myself. Not that it's unrealistic, just that it I don't know that it matters at all when I actually upload it. If you guys tell me when the best time to upload these podcasts are, then I will listen and I will do it then. But until then, I'm trying to do 2 a week, and Tuesday, roughly Thursday, is as good as I can do. Tonight, I am in Syracuse, New York, and I'm at the Syracuse Funny Bone this weekend. Good show tonight. I had the weirdest thing happen to me, though. I drove here from Cleveland. We'll get into that later. But I was in Cleveland last night with my friend Tom Dustin at Hilarities, which is a comedy club. And I drove in this morning, and I got here. I was tired. It was about 3 or 4 in the afternoon by the time I actually got here, and I wanted to rest. So I took a nap, a power-ass 2-hour nap. I mean, like when I say power, like out, woke up an hour and a half, and was like, I need 30 more minutes. Got up at 6, slept from 4 to 6, and then like from 6 to 6:15, I just kind of like milled in the bed, like checked Facebook and different apps, and just, I know I'm procrastinating to get out of bed if I'm checking social media before I sit up. So I did that, and then I'm milling about an iron. I was going to shower, but I didn't. I was like, I took a shower already. I'm good. Just wanted to wake myself up a little bit. I'm just, you know, I'm just farting around. And before I know it, I'm getting in the car. I don't know what time I thought it was. But when I got in the car, I had had an email that said from the club saying, hey, just a check. Wanted to make sure you know the show's at 7:30. And I'm like, yeah, of course. That's what I'm thinking. Then I look at the clock and it says 7:25. And I'm like, just panic sets in. Like, what the? It's only about 6 minutes away from the club, but the idea is that you get there 30 minutes beforehand. And I think for some reason, because last night's show was at 8, I knew tonight's show was at 7:30. I checked even while I was laying in bed to make sure it was at 7:30, even before I laid down. But somehow, I don't know if the clock in the room was off or somehow my internal understanding of time was off, but I get to the club. It's the first time in my life I've ever shown up for a feature set or any set for that matter, and the MC's already on stage. And I felt horrible, but I profusely apologized, and I'll get to the show tomorrow an hour early, the rest of the week, just to prove that that's not my normal thing. And also to do a little bit of better prep. But I have to say that tonight was a lot better than last night. Last night, I did a guest set at Hilarities. It was like a miniature audition. I don't know if it was or wasn't, but it didn't go as well as you would have liked, or as I would have liked. If you were there to see it, you would have thought, I wish that went better too. I'm sure you would have. But in any case, it wasn't horrible. It was just, I don't know how to describe it. A guest set is like an 8-minute set after the MC. So unless the MC crushes it, you kind of have to do the MC's job again. And I didn't do that. The MC did not crush it. He did okay, but he did not crush it. He did what I would consider, he just seemed a little rusty, that's all. And a little bit longer than he should have done for being as rusty as he was. But I went up and I tried to cram too much time into my 8 minutes. I probably did 12 minutes worth of material in 8 minutes. In reality, I should have just done a better job of emceeing. I should have just done a better job of trying to keep, reintroduce the show. But instead, I tried to do like a feature set in 8 minutes, and it did not work well. And I might air that whole entire set one day just to see. I haven't listened back to it, but I know I was racing through it, much like how I'm racing through my thoughts right now. It's amazing to me, though, how much of a subdued mood I was in all day today until I got here and got to do my set tonight, which wasn't by any stretch of the imagination fantastic. It was decent, and I did feel a lot better afterwards. Got a lot of handshakes and thank yous, but only sold 2 shirts to 1 person. And I think part of the problem was I never mentioned that I could take credit cards. If I had mentioned that or put like the accepts Visa MasterCard sign up or something like that, I think I would have sold a few shirts. But I don't know. We'll see. I might not even get a chance to sell for the rest of the weekend because the headliner's also selling and sometimes they don't let you sell. I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully I can sell a couple, but if tonight's any indication, it doesn't seem like I'll be missing much. The t-shirt pitch got a great laugh, though, so I guess I'll just have to take that and run with it. We have 5 more shows, 2 on Friday, 2 on Saturday, and 1 on Sunday. Syracuse, New York, so if you're in the area, please come out. You can get tickets at funnybone.syracuse or syracuse.funnybone or whatever. Just Google Syracuse Funnybone, you'll find it. And then I'm off for 2 weeks. Whatever will I do with myself? Probably a lot of open mics because I'm working on some new material. The MC tonight, or for the rest of the week, is also biracial and has a good chunk of material on that. And so it's going to challenge me to convert that. But tonight, I didn't do any of my normal closers. I have 3 closers that I will close on. If the first one goes well, then I won't do the other 2. But sometimes it takes all 3 of them to get to land the plane. Tonight, I didn't even have to do 1 of them. The joke going into it worked as a closer, and that was good enough for me. So that inspired me that I'll be okay. I got enough material. I wasn't worried about it before, but it's the first time all year that I think I've tried to intentionally leave that part of the act out. I've done it before, but I think it's the first time this year. What we're going to do right now, this is the latest part of the podcast. We're going to do a segment here in a second based on the topic review that I asked for earlier today on MFP, and you guys came in strong with suggestions, and some of them are going to get their own show topics, but I will pick out the ones that we're going to talk about tonight here shortly, and then after that you'll hear the Adventure Cast leading up to this point right now. I don't know exactly when it starts, but it starts several days ago, and you'll just hear several clips of random thoughts and interactions and things that I was doing, and I hope you enjoy it. So we'll be right back here in just a second with the crowdsourced subjects for today. See, part of, I guess what I should say before that is part of the issue was that we were going to talk about sex. Let's talk about sex, baby. All right, you know the song. And it got to a weird spot with that because I got some feedback, and some of it positive, some of it negative, and some of it very personal. And so I think I was just left in a weird spot, not sure how to deal with talking about that. But when I didn't talk about it, I got a lot more feedback saying, hey, you said you were going to talk about this and you didn't talk about it. So we will also revisit those subjects as well. But what I want to do is devote their own show to it. And I don't want to do it crowdsourced. I want to do it one-on-one, like sex is supposed to be. But, well, like how it traditionally is, I should say. Not supposed to be. Shouldn't say anything like that. Shouldn't assume anything. I want to talk to people in all walks of life with all different types of sexual expression because I think self-expression at its core has a sexual component to it. Certainly not all forms of self-expression involve sex, but sex is a powerfully driving force that it can be found in almost all forms of art and music and dance and forms of physical and mental expression. So I feel like the best way to do that is in a conversation with somebody else, not reading it from your experiences. So if you guys know those people or are those people, contact me and let's talk about this in real time. What we do is we do a Skype interview. There's actually a different program that we use for that, but Just need a set of headphones and a laptop or something like that. And we talk, and then you record it, and I record it, and then put it on the web. It's as simple as that. Okay, we'll be back in just a second. Okay, we're back. I don't know if you heard that last little bit, but I had recorded the rest of this podcast sitting in my bed in my hotel room. It's currently 11:50. I think I started this whole process around 10:30, which was the latest I've ever started a podcast in my life. Blah, 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 blah. I've been talking for easily 30 to 40 minutes. Went through the whole segment, and I was getting ready to get off. And as I was hitting the button to stop recording, it said 9 minute and 45 seconds, which I'm pretty sure is where I had left off when I said, okay, we'll be right back. So, yeah, it was a huge letdown. But that being said, I had a very therapeutic talk with myself, recorded nothing, and I think now I'm prepared to continue. So there might be some overlap. There might be 10 or 50 times where I say something like, I don't know if I already said this or not. But as you guys probably already know, that I did take a 2-hour nap earlier this afternoon. And so I'm wide awake and it's, 11:51, which isn't totally out of the normal, but I'd like to be at least feeling a little bit tired by midnight. But I have absolutely nothing to do tomorrow. So the mall here, I know I didn't mention this, the mall here in Syracuse, the fourth biggest mall in the country, I think. Even if it's the eighth biggest mall in the country, it's freaking huge. There's a Dave & Buster's on the same floor as the Funny Bone, which is the third floor, which also has the same floor as an indoor go-kart track. So, yeah, pretty big. But we're going to explore that thing tomorrow. It's about 6 minutes away. Too far to walk, but there's no Uber here. So if you want to take a cab, I guess it costs like $20. They have a shuttle, but I'd rather just drive myself. Not a big deal. Anyway, so we're here for the crowdsource comments. Some of these are going to get their own show. I made comments to the people that I said, hey, I may not make a comment on this during this episode, but I do want to do it for a whole show, so I'm waiting to hear back from these people. It's late at night. I don't expect them to reply to me right now. Okay, so here we go. We're going with the comments I said earlier today on MyFitnessPal to my friends. I said, I need talking points for today's show. Help. And here we go. Gonna be one sexy mama. She says a big one lately that she's had to talk to a lot of girls about lifting and how it's not going to turn them into a man. She says girls are afraid that if they lift weights, they will suddenly become butch. It's a real touchy subject. I get it. I've heard this conversation since I was a kid. And I think it's just an easy if-then conversation that people have with themselves. Like, oh, yeah, well, I would lift weights, but I don't want to get bulky like a man because I've seen pictures of weightlifters on TV or whatever, not understanding how it really works. The reality of the situation is if you see a really bulky woman or a really bulky man, like in a Speedo with an amazing tan, showing off every single muscle, that is the result of a lifetime of dedication. Not necessarily a lifetime in 20 and 30 years, but like dedicating every day of your life to look like that for that competition. It's an unrealistic thought to think that working out 3 times a week is going to give you anything close to that. That's kind of like saying, I don't like knock-knock jokes because I don't want to be a professional comedian one day. It's a non sequitur. The two things that'll have you be that bulky are, firstly, steroids. Secondly, DNA. If you have it in your DNA to be, muscularly defined, because I know people that work out every day for 2 or 3 hours and look like they eat cake for breakfast, and I know other people who smoke 2 packs of cigarettes and put salt on their pizza and look like they're training to be Mr. Olympia. So, your metabolism is dictated by your DNA, from what I can tell. And some people work very hard to look very good, and some people work mildly to look average, and blah 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 blah. Know your story. Know what works for you. That's the key. We'll get more on that later. There's a site called Nextdoor. It's like Neighbor to Neighbor. We're going to devote a whole subject, a whole episode to that. I hear there's good drama on there. And HRM versus Fitbit, which I think are two different ways of monitoring your daily activities, right? And I don't know HRM very well, and I know of Fitbit, but I don't use it because I use Motorola and Google Fit and Endomondo. I use about 6 or 7 different things. Would I like to consolidate that? Yes. But I'm also very fashion conscious, and my Motorola Moto Active is the hottest looking watch on the market. There are more technology or technologically advanced looking watches on the market now, but style wise and for my needs, the Moto Active is the only way to go. And I've had every version of it, and I'm currently very happy with it now. But that being said, what is the benefit of using a daily tracker? I will say this. For me, if you're data-driven, it is everything, because I won't do a workout if I can't log it in every way. I don't go back and look at that data very often, which is weird. But if I know it's getting logged, I'm more likely to do it. In fact, that's the only thing that has me do it, as far as I can tell, other than wanting to do the exercise. But I think it's like a combination therapy of, you know, they say like if you study and you read it, then you write it down, and then you listen to it, then it's really committed to your memory. Well, I think to commit to working out, you kind of have to do the same thing. You kind of have to read about it, you kind of have to do it, and you kind of have to write about it. And then you're really kind of committed to your exercise routine. So all of that stuff is done actively, passively through a Fitbit or a daily tracker, like the what you can get from the Apple Watch or anything. Any digital watch nowadays has something built in like that, including your phone. Some phones will do it for you as well. I highly recommend it. It's what I do. I don't know that one is better than the other. In fact, I would dare say that if you do the research, you'll find out which one works for you. What I will say is none of them are perfect, and probably to get everything that I would want out of my daily tracking, I would need to wear 3 different daily trackers. So that's why I use several different ones. I use Endomondo when I run or walk because it updates the most of the information that I want, commits that to memory in a way that I like it. Google Fit does the same thing, but I have a hard time getting that to sync to my FitnessPal. So that's why I'm sticking with Endomondo right now. But if it did, I think Google Fit would be all I would need. But I do like to wear a heart rate monitor. I'm currently not because I can't run very much. And I'm going to get a foot pod because I need to start monitoring my foot strikes based on this rehab from having back surgery merely March 5th. So is there one better than the other? The jury is out. That's going to be an opinion-based thing. It's like saying which presidential candidate is better than the other. What are these foot covers on hotel beds? It's like a thin... It just adds like style points. I'm trying to get it to line up, but every time I move it to the left, it slides all the way off, and every time I move it to the right. Hotel life. Hashtag hotel life. JDC021, my good friend over in the UK. How many people carry on with injuries? Seems to be a discussion a lot recently. Polar frost. Never-ending task to prevent injuries. I guess that's like what just the spray-on coolant, the spray cool, whatever. Like icing yourself down. Here's the thing for me. I'm working out right now with an injury, and I don't recommend it. I'm trying to be very, very careful. So I'm just walking a lot, barely running, and only running when I'm on a track because it's softer, much, much softer than the road. And I enjoy the thrill of running. I think when I had my ACL repaired, I came from a cadaver of a runner or somebody that had the proclivity to run, because I never enjoyed running more than the first time I ran after the surgery. Did I run before my surgery? Yes, but mostly just in training or in the act of playing soccer. I played so much soccer that like running on my own wasn't really necessary. I was game fit from staying in matches. And then after the injury, running became like I had to get back to a place because I had been out of the game for a while and was putting on weight. And, you know, even when I did play that much soccer, I would still eat like Taco Bell every night after a match. I would eat horrible things. I would drink beer after the match. But I was in pretty good shape, but never got to where I wanted to get to because of what I was eating and when I was eating it. Was I burning more calories than I was taking in? Maybe, but probably not by much. But I do know this, that the injury that I sustained while I was playing soccer, and I was playing at a very high level, about as high as you can play without being a semi-pro, the injury slowed me down enough to get into comedy. And after that, it was a wrap. There was no reason to be playing soccer anymore because it might interfere with me standing up. And that's how you know you're truly dedicated to something, is that if doing something gets in the way of continuing. That's definitely where it was for me. My TV just turned off and then turned back on onto a different channel. What the possession? Anyway, there's a guy, Mark Larson, here in Oswego. He's doing the sports recap. Okay, now see, that totally threw me off. The possession of my TV. Where were we? Cambria, thank you. I am talking about myself. I find a way to talk about myself. And, you know, here's the therapeutic part about all of this, guys. I'm talking about myself for the second time. A lot of what I've just said thus far are thoughts that I've already had. But I do realize this. This is the benefit of recording the podcast without hitting the record button, is that when I do go back and I actually hit the record button, it comes out a little bit more fluid. It's a testament to probably going over my act before I actually do it, which is something that I never do. I'm like, I want it to sound fresh, which is my way of saying I don't want to get all bulky and put on all those muscles, which is my way of saying I just don't really want to do it. I'd have more respect for people if I, instead of saying they didn't want to get all those muscles, they'd be like, yeah, just it's that working out sucks. And that's a very fair position to take. Some people really enjoy it. Some people don't. Some people like hot sauce. Some people don't. I would say working out and hot sauce are both acquired tastes. At first glance or at first practice or at first consumption may not be for you. But you might think about it a couple days later and be like, you know, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was. I don't know if there's any benefits to hot sauce. You know, maybe you prefer your bowel movements to feel like they're on fire. I don't know. I'm just saying there are some benefits to working out. For instance, when I do a lot of squats, I find that it revs up my testosterone levels a little bit. It revs up my libido, revs up my flexing my leg muscles, almost is like a pump to getting me to feel like, all right, it should be called my quagmire pump. I don't know if anybody gets that or not. But anyway, cook, shop, save. They say it's calories in versus calories out, but I've been sitting at 1,200 calories and putting at least over 500 calories of pure burnt calories and haven't budged for months. Sometimes I get heavier. That's exactly what I mean when I was just talking about the soccer thing, in that what you're eating does matter. When I recorded this podcast an hour ago, I used the analogy of Back to the Future. At the end of the movie, Doc comes back to get Michael J. Fox to take him back to the future. It's your kids, Marty! It's your kids! But he's got to fuel the vehicle, and he's got a little contraption on the back called Mr. Fusion. And he's cramming like banana peels and pouring Pepsi into it and eggshells and things like that. Composting it, basically. But basically, that's your stomach. That's your throat and stomach right there. Your body is a Mr. Fusion. It can take whatever you put into it and convert it to fuel. And if it can't, it just spits it back out. Sometimes through the same port that you input it. But that's the key. You could log everything that you ate, but if you're only eating Twinkies, and I'm not saying that you are, but we've even seen instances of people losing weight on an all-Twinkie diet. Is it recommended? No, because that's not really even food. It's all processed sugar. So the quality of what you put in your body is also going to affect how well you burn that energy. The other thing, and I would say probably most importantly, is how you're burning the calories in general. Because if you're sitting down all day for 8 to 10 hours, like the average American, and then you're getting up to burn your calories, you know, and you do an hour or 50 minutes of working out at the end of the day, that might not be enough from all the sedentary activity that you put in earlier. And it just may not be enough for you. For me, I don't feel like I've worked out if I haven't burnt 1,000 calories. I burn 500 calories, and that's like a warm-up for me. Now, the reality of the situation is I'm recovering from an injury, so after I've burnt 500 calories, I'm pretty spent. I don't have a whole lot of energy left after that, so it takes building up to that. But before my injury, my goal was to burn 1,200 calories during a workout and to only still eat, you know, 1,200 calories or so a day. But 12 to 1,800, I would say, just depending on what it was I was eating. How you work out is as important as how you eat in terms of if weight loss is the goal. If weight loss is not the goal, then, you know, maintaining and just working out is fine without much consideration. But I found this. Lifting weights exponentially burns more long-term calories than running, which I'm a runner. I do most of my calorie burns doing running, which running does a great job of burning calories while you're doing the activity, but weightlifting does a good job of keeping your body in a fat-burning zone for an extended period of time. Running is a benefit for your body while you're doing it. Weightlifting is a benefit to your body in a fat-burning sense for a much longer period of time. That's not to say that you should lift weights every day. That's why you see people target zone. They do legs one day, then upper body, then back, chest, minors, majors, whatever. However you split it up, it's a way that they could lift every day but also not injure themselves. So that would be the thing. If you're going to do weightlifting, changing the areas that you tone and the exercises that you do are just as important as changing your diet and keeping it fresh. You can get stuck in a rhythm of doing all the right things and your body will just stop reacting. We see it in all forms of life and nature where variation and adversity and change are the best ways to have rapid results, positive or negative. But change it up. That's my number one advice for everybody in your life in general, is be open to new things. I hope that helps. BronyCon, Baltimore, last week. Not that there's anything wrong with that. DDMom0811, thank you. BronyCon, do you guys know what bronies are? Bronies are My Little Pony fanatics. I don't know if they're exclusively men, bros. But little tidbit, my son, when he was young, whenever it was his birthday or Christmas, and I would ask, I'd say, what do you want for your Christmas? And he'd be like, you'd tell me what he wanted. And I'd be like, oh, I guess that's going to be a problem. He'd be like, what? I'd say, I already got your gift, and it's My Little Pony. And, you know, he'd be like, and I'd be like, and some Barbies to ride them. So it was always a gender-bending sort of joke for me. And then I started thinking, like, am I making fun of a boy who may or may not want My Little Pony? If I was mocking a boy who did want those things, I was just trying to go opposite. He goes high, I go low. Yes, I'm an asshole, but my son has a sick sense of humor just like me, and that's what we share with each other as a 14-year-old and a 40-year-old, is we laugh together. It's great. Systemogret says, what about talking for points? Set a point value in certain words and make a game out of it. So what would we do? We'd say, like, we're going to make a game out of talking points, talking for points, talking points the game. So you get the most points for an original idea and the least amount of points for, like, a political or religious idea or something, like, you know, something that's already been written. Unless you're in a political or religious environment, in which case those of them would get the most point values, and then, like, an original thought would get the least. That's not a commentary on politics or religion. They just say you're not supposed to talk about those things in polite company unless the polite company that you're keeping is political or religious. I don't know what I'm saying, guys. I'm just saying, let's make a game. Talking points. I'll leave it up to somebody who's got some mental follow-through, because as you can tell, my ADD would have this game turn into Trivial Pursuit and then into Life and then into poker, probably. All in the span of about 5 minutes. So, thank you guys for your contributions. We've got two more. Actually, one of them is going to be its own show subject. We're waiting to hear back from that would-be guest. But you guys know Laura Cupps. She's the longtime contributor to the show. She is my unofficial co-host of the show, and she's got a great contribution today. And we'll just subject title this one, Biases and Perceptions. And she says, this is more of a confession and admission of a character flaw, but I think it opens up a topic. We all know the statistics, the obesity rate in America, yada yada. So when you know what it takes and how hard you have to work at it, well, for myself, when I see someone painfully obese, struggling to move, I find myself getting angry, like irrationally so. I almost want to ask them their story and why are they choosing this for themselves? That's a really interesting subject, and that last sentence is the first sentence and the last sentence are very telling. The first sentence to me says, this is more of a confession and admission of character flaw, but I think it opens up a topic. Now, I don't know if I assume because you say it, you use the word admission, you're talking about yourself and confession. So it's like you think that this behavior is not correct or not right for you, at least. And then the last thing is why are they choosing this for themselves? And that puts the responsibility on the person in the situation that is obese. So I just listened to this podcast with Joe Rogan and Milos Yiannopoulos. I don't know how to pronounce his last name, but he's a writer and a contributor on Breitbart.com, which is a website I've never been to. I just know that that's who he is. And he was talking about somebody at the gym that he works out at, and he took a picture of them and posted it on Twitter and said it was an overweight person, and he said they needed to go home before they come to the gym and lose weight before they start working out. Fat shaming at its core, which I don't even like the word fat shaming. I think if you're even calling somebody fat, you're basically shaming them anyway. So to me, when you say fat shaming, you may as well be saying shame shaming. I shame shame people. Shame on you for shaming people. Shame, shame. Here's the thing about it for me, and I like that you said choosing it for themselves, because maybe they are and maybe they aren't. We would all like certain things for ourselves, but what we actually are is a reflection of what we've chosen for ourselves, whether we decided or not that that's how it should be. This is what we've done, so it's a choice. But for some people, it may not be. It may be a health issue. It may be some issue, you know. And it may not be something that they see a problem with. It may be something that is okay with them, even though they feel the pain. They may not recognize that there's anything they can do about it. All I know is this. It's so much easier to stay doing things the way that you've always done them, and so much harder to do them differently for most people. Certainly some people are like, no, I change it up every day. I get married every other month. What I'm saying is we get caught in these cycles. We hear these voices in our head that tell us these different things, and that voice is mostly trying to keep you safe, but it may not be telling you good information or telling you the truth at all. I just know how much different I feel now about myself as a human being than I did before I started doing comedy. And the voice in my head kept me out of comedy. The voice in my head kept me from playing soccer. The voice in my head kept me from a lot of things that I came to later in my life and that coming to brought me a lot of joy. That voice wasn't trying to keep me from joy. It was just trying to keep me safe or from looking stupid or from having some negative self-talk further than the negative self-talk I was already having. All I know is this, is that when we see somebody and we think, why are they choosing this for themselves? We have no idea what their story is, where they came from, and what they're dealing with. We're all walking around with our own personal hell in our shoes or in our pocket or all over us. But you can't really attend to somebody else's flames accurately if you haven't attended to your own. I'm not saying that you can't see them. I'm just saying that you work out, you know what it takes, you know that lifestyle and how hard you work, and probably what you're seeing in this obese person is a piece of yourself, a fear of yourself, what would happen if you didn't work out. If I was this person, I would do what I do now and I would look like I do. That may or may not be the truth. But I do know that we don't know what anybody else is thinking, even when they tell us what they're thinking. That's the air conditioning that just kicked on. And it's getting a little bit warm in here, but we're going to go ahead and bump that up to 74. Which I know some of you are sitting in your house or your jobs right now, and you're like, we keep it at 77 around here. I've walked into condos and apartments that are like, okay, well, here's the air conditioning. And I look at it, and it's at 78. And I'm like, who lives like this? What am I, an immigrant? I like my AC like I like my sex. 69. That way no one gets pregnant. Okay, that was a really... I actually felt a warm sensation of shame. I like joke shamed myself by even saying it and then thinking about it afterwards. Laura, you are not a bad person. You are an awesome person and a huge source of support for everybody that you know and interact with here on MyFitnessPal. So I didn't mean to... comment shame you, if I did at all, or if it came across as that at all, I apologize. That was not my intent. My only point is that I have a similar situation sometimes when I see somebody acting a little over the top in public, maybe a little bit too loud, and I think that person needs to be a comedian and they just don't know it. You know, like they're, why are they choosing to give this away for free when they could just go make a job out of it? And the reality is, maybe they tried it and didn't like it. Maybe they have no desire to do that. I'm just projecting. I'm seeing a little bit of myself in them. And then suddenly it becomes easier to judge them. And I know this world would be a lot better if we just didn't judge each other, because that doesn't help anybody. I think the biggest thing is that it's just way too easy to get bad food in this country. It's everywhere. It's cheaper than good food, and without the right education, you wouldn't know what good or bad food is. I think about it like both my parents have college education. My mom's a dietitian, for Christ's sake. My dad's a doctor. So I definitely know what food is. But every year, my education level or understanding of my own diet goes up to almost to the point where it's like I can look back over 3 years and be like, what the fuck was I thinking back then? That made no sense. It made no sense what I was thinking. I remember I used to think that I would eat ramen for lunch every day because I thought that was healthy. It's just all sodium. I may as well have been eating, you know, a salt lick. So be the change you want to see in the world and spread that education, but only to the people that are willing to receive it, because I'll tell you what, some of these people that we walk around with our personal hells are actively and visibly on fire. And you could dump water on them and they wouldn't even notice. They don't even know they're on fire. So thank you guys for all of your contributions. I'll play the adventure cast leading up to this last part of this podcast. It's not going up on Thursday, and I apologize about that, but it is going up first thing on Friday morning. It is currently 12:19 a.m. here in Syracuse, New York. Had a great show tonight. Hopefully, five more great shows here. If you live in the area or you know somebody, send them out. I still have t-shirts. I carry them with me to every show. I have yet to meet my first podcast listener in person. And by that, I mean podcast listener that I didn't know before. I'm looking for somebody who I didn't know prior to starting the podcast that became a listener of the podcast and is like, you know what, I'm going to go see Adrian. I listen to his podcast. I'm going to go see him and do his comedy thing. I've got a free shirt for you. Let yourselves be known to me. Did that sound like a Game of Thrones kind of like commandment? For you, a shirt will be acquired if you let yourself be known. I'm working on my voices, inflection mostly. And that's kind of like the voice in my head. It's like, don't say anything or people will find out you're not very smart. That's the voice in my head, almost exactly. I love you guys. Thank you. Please follow. Please support. Thank you for your comments. Follow me on Podbean. Follow me on Stitcher. Follow me on iTunes, all of the places that are available. If you don't know how to follow, there's like a plus sign or a thumbs up or a follow button. If there isn't, wherever you're listening to, then go download the Podbean app and follow there. Or just go to your PC, listen to it. You can follow from there. The podcast originates on Podbean, then it goes to iTunes, and then it goes to Stitcher. Searchable everywhere as Totally Unrelated Podcast. I don't know if you don't even have to add the podcast unless you're on Google. And we're going to be off for the next 2 weeks, and in that time, you're going to see a new face of the podcast and a whole sort of new direction. I wouldn't say direction, but trajectory, a course adjustment. You'll see that starting next week. So thank you, guys. I'll restart the Adventure Cast at the end of this, and be safe out there in the world. I don't know what I would do without you. Okay? Stay unrelated.
What branch, sir?
Air Force.
Well, that Air Force counts. Yeah, sure.
Sort of.
I was just really good at remote control airplanes. And they recruited me.
Now it's drones.
Now it's just drones. That's who would have thought that was the future of armed forces, right? Children. You clapped over here? What branch were you?
Navy.
Navy. That's some real shit, sir. Why don't you man up like this lady over here? That's true. You did lead the way, but I'm more curious about this Navy story. You were in the Navy. You're a woman. You're in the Navy. Were you on a boat? You did the boat work? Oh shit. We got stories later, guys. Glad to see you're still walking.
Good morning. Oh, this is Adventure Cast status. Just got back off the road. From Des Moines, and I am exhausted. 10-hour drive. It was peaceful, though, because there's really nothing between Iowa and Columbus. I think Peoria was the major city that I went through, which isn't much. Avoided all that Chicago traffic. Great weekend, and now comes the laborious part of unpacking. I have to do turnaround laundry. So I found that the less stuff I take with me, the easier it is to do laundry. But when I get home, I don't even take the bags out of my car. I just take like my backpack. I leave everything in there and just shower, eat, relax, and try to deal with all that on Monday. And now comes that time. I am not looking forward to it. But I just got a new stereo, so I have to get started if I want to have this stereo installed for my next 10-hour drive to Syracuse, New York, which I will leave for on either Wednesday or Thursday, more likely Wednesday. All right, gang, Adventure Cast has begun. Hey, guys, what's up? I'm on my way to the Columbus Funny Bone. We got a roadblock. Maybe not. Anyway, I'm going to go have some discussions about some of my friends in the business that maybe should get a shot at Showcase. And this is by no means
a guarantee that they will, but this is me just doing like my soft-handed suggestion, followed up by an email with those people's contacts, and no brag, but currently batting 1,000, so trying to keep that streak alive by only recommending the top people. So you may say, how do I know if I'm one of those top people, or how do I know if my buddy's one of those top people? Well, I will tell you right away that if you do not have these three things, you could still be a top person, but it's going to be very, very hard for anyone to take you seriously. What are those three things, you ask? Those three things consist of: one, 30-minute video where you're doing well that doesn't consist of 20 minutes of crowd work. Two, a website that displays what you're up to. Not necessarily all your dates, but, you know, a showcase of who you are as a comedian or what you're up to as a human being. Three, I don't even know what the third thing is now. If you have those two things, you're probably set. You do need a website, you do need the video, you do need email contact and phone contact and the ability to travel at a moment's notice. There's probably a third thing that I'm totally blanking on, and some of you are screaming at your podcast headsets right now. But after I get out of this meeting, because I'm trying to park right now while I'm driving, I'm talking, which is probably not a good idea, but fuck 'em. Right? I've been doing this way too long to not be able to multitask on this level. If you can play the piano and sing at the same time, then I can drive and talk at the same time. Okay, pulling in. We'll see you in a few. Just picked up a bike for my son unexpectedly, but was at Walmart, a place that I hate to shop, but I think that's where I bought the last three of his bikes, and he's almost as tall as me now, so I felt like I needed to go back to the well, and it only took me about 20 minutes to get someone to help me, and after that it was pretty quick, so bought him a bike, got the rest of the stuff that I need to install my stereo. In fact, I didn't need these last few pieces, but I figured it would be a better install with them. And then now I'm going to a vape shop to pick up some more vapor juice. As many of you know, I have struggled with not smoking cigarettes for the last few years. And not even a struggle. It's not hard. It's only at shows that I want to smoke, and that's real. So making sure that I thwart that endeavor by buying very, very low to zero nicotine e-juice for myself. I think this round I'm buying zero. So we'll check out this new shop. It's a little bit further away than I wanted to drive. But what are you going to do? I don't want to drive all the way back to Dayton. Hopefully they carry my brand. I don't know if any of you guys out there vape, but it's one of those things where you get used to a flavor and you stick with it. That's where I'm at. All right, holler. Okay, well, I am now installing the stereo, car stereo harness. It's a multi-phase process, right? So I have the wiring harness that I'm hooking up, and I'm actually crimping every single lead with these little fasteners to make it extra tight. I don't know if I've done this before for car stereo. If I have, it's been few and far between. Usually it's just twist and electrical tape, but this is a little bit more sturdy. So I'm going the professional route. Had a good chat at the Funny Bone, and got a call on my way back from my best good friend Jay Snyder, and Tom Dustin is in town. It looks like I'll be chauffeuring him up to Cleveland's Hilarities tomorrow, which is awesome because I have to drive past there anyway. And I have to drive to Dayton tomorrow, where Tom is, to drop off my son's new bike. So you see how the world just works out in the end. I'm hoping that I have that same level of success with this wiring project, because there's nothing worse than having it not go your way. All right, Adventure Cast out. Oh, before I go, I remember what the third thing was. I said you needed three things before I could advocate for you. You need to have a 30-minute video. You need to have a stand-up video. You need to have your website lined up or your social media lined up to function as a website. And last but not least,
equally as important, a headshot and bio. That was the other thing. Without those three things, you don't have a complete package. And some people would say you need more than that, but I would say that's the bare minimum, and that's all it. I had all those things. I have all those things. I don't have much more than those things. I'd like a press pack, but nobody's actually helped me figure out how to do that. So if you know how to do that and you're out in the world, help me. Other than that, AdventureCast out. Okay, so I think I made my last run. I realized I needed some extra wire to hook up the backup camera in the trunk, and I've got just about everything for the backup camera installed. I just haven't taken apart my dash to install my head unit yet. But I thought that the backup camera, being something I've never worked with before, would be the trickiest, but so far, the hardest part is getting the panels off, which I currently have all the back panels on the interior of my trunk out, and it looks very Mad Max. I'm thinking about keeping it like that, but I don't think it's very practical. Yeah, I'm excited to see. There's one question I have left. I'm not sure exactly what all the power cords are coming out of this camera, but about to watch some videos, figure that out. Just got back from Lowe's. I'm mentally exhausted from thinking about this all day, but the show must go on. Okay, well, the journey is half over. I have my new radio installed. I'm about to take a picture of it. I'll post it on Instagrizzle. It's pretty low profile for a large screen, but I like it so far. I hooked it up, tested it. Couldn't get the backup camera because I need a relay. If I had done enough research prior, I would have found that out, but I guess I was not paying attention. So I've ordered it, but it won't be here till next week. Such is life. The only big inconvenience, which I probably won't even notice, is that I'll have to leave the interior disassembled in the back, in the trunk area, which I'm never in there. I can't. I don't know how well I'll be able to tell, but small price to pay. About to go finish installing it, and I feel smart again. I think that's what drew me to radio and stereo installation when I was younger, in my early 20s and late teens and early 20s. I was really into Lowrider magazine and stuff like that, which is a total divergence of where I'm at now, but I think it was about self-expression. And I think when I started doing comedy, it's a cleaner transfer of self-expression, whereas stereos for me was an abstraction. I don't know if that makes any sense to you, but for instance, poker was an abstraction of the same high I get from doing stand-up. It's about the juice, the thrill of it. And I think there's a lot of surrogates for the juice. Some of them positive, some of them not so positive. And I think some people get addicted to the juice of life and try to keep that going. But you got to have some low times in order to have the high times. And I'm not just talking about a magazine subscription, people. Come on, get on board. Okay, so this is amazing. I'm in the Destiny USA Mall on my way to the Syracuse Funny Bone. Almost said Des Moines. I hope I don't do that later. I'm so late. The show started technically 5 minutes ago. I don't know what I was doing. I took a massive nap. The clock was off in my room, but for some reason I should have noticed it somewhere else. Anyway, I got an email at like 7:25. Show's supposed to start 7:30. Like, please confirm you know the show's at 7:30. I'm like, yeah, Dad, look at the clock again. And it all sinks in and I start panicking. All right, I'm walking up right now. People are still buying tickets. And I feel like an idiot.
How you doing?
What's up, brother?
Where are you going?
No, which way? Bathroom, I'll go to the bathroom.
Checking the sound. Yeah, merch right after the show?
Yeah, yeah.
It'll be out front where you came from.
Better tenor.
Wow, cool. It's your future.
Josh, favorite costume.
Is he?
Me?
That's Steve. Did you all pitch it on the one dinner?
15 okay. With a 12-minute light. Okay. Then we have another guy who's doing 5 minutes.
What was it, McDonald's?
And then you're going to something nice.
How long am I doing?
20.
Cool.
20 with a...
That's
one. 20 for a light.
20
with
a 15.
Just straight 20.
Light me at 20. It might go like a minute, 2 minutes long. That usually happens on a Thursday, but I whittle it out.
I'll bang you with a light right back here.
Okay.
Just give you a little
acknowledgement. So I'll hit that later. And I'm 24 too. Nobody.
Pusher man.
Thank you.
Curtis Mayfield.
I got that.
Yeah?
Dude,
good.
Yeah, that's a great song. That's a great song. From the beginning? Or?
Yeah, right.
All right, man, I got you.
Thanks, brother.
Your daughter 24? She's not here. Oh. Anybody else got someone in their family that's 24 years old? This is. This show is brought to you by the number 24.
I can't do it for Blackson. He is super tight on calls. Okay. So I have nothing to do. Sorry about that.
So sorry. Adrian Cosby, nice to meet you.
You remember me from Richmond, right? You've been down to Richmond Club, right?
Yeah, but only once, and it was just a couple weeks ago.
No, you came there before, did you?
No, just like 3 weeks ago.
I thought I had worked with you before, like a couple years ago.
You look familiar. Like, when I saw you, I was like, that's got to be Lauren.
I just came up from the Richmond Club, middle of June.
Okay, maybe we'll just have a Richmond stink on us or something.
No worries. I'm going to let, that's the host for the week. Okay. We've got a different host tonight who's on stage. But, I'm going to let him do 5 tonight.
Okay, cool.
Give me a spot.
Okay.
I didn't know,
Yeah, he didn't know if your feature was going to show, right? Yeah. I'm so sorry. It's never happened before. But when you emailed me, I looked at that email the same time I was looking at the clock, and it was like a double whammy of, like, panic. Like,
I know that feeling.
Oh, my God, what? How? What?
I got prescribed. And I was like, I didn't have my phone. That's the one.
It's extremely addictive. Now, I'm too anxious to take my anxiety medication.
There's a big group in the back. They were just yelling a lot. I told them to stop yelling.
I told my buddy I had anxiety. He was like, don't worry about it. It could always be worse.
It was like 12 of them.
I was like, yeah, that's anxiety.
All right. Are you,
okay. So if I told you I had Parkinson's, you said, I'll just shake it off. You'll
all right.
Be fine.
All right. Do you have any special music or anything?
I already gave it. I already told you the sound. Green Room?
Are you really nervous, man? I have
I got some t-shirts I'll be selling.
Last thing you wanted to see is your best friend get his ass kicked. So I got the hell out of there. I was like, you need better friends. I'll see you later. Oh man, I also have trouble flying. Don't really like doing that. My one buddy, he's like, oh, the reason you're, what? I'm just like you? You're afraid of flying?
Yeah, he must step down.
Do you know if Michael will let me sell shirts? Do you know if Blackson will let me sell shirts?
We'll have to check with Blackson. He's, I don't see any reason why, but I'm going to double check.
Okay.
Because he's...
Very particular.
Well, he may be. Yeah, I'm not gonna.
Yeah, just I'll let you ask because it seems more professional, and then you can tell me.
Yeah, I'll go ahead. Yeah,
I'll bring my stuff in for tonight, and I'll just leave it in here. If he says no, then I'll just take it out tomorrow.
All right. I always think that that's silly, but you know, I'll have to ask.
Most of it, since I've been on the road the last 9 weeks, barely any of the headliners even sell. So.
Yeah.
We'll see.
No, he had March set here, so that's.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
The lovely man in the wheelchair said, "I had a license that was revoked."
Okay, so here's the deal, guys. Good set tonight. Decent. Way better than last night. I'll talk about that in the intro to this. But anyway, I already talked about that in the intro to this. Anyway, good set. The MC or the guest set tonight. I was like, damn. The guest set was supposed to do 5 minutes. I think it seemed like he did 10, but that's probably just because he did all biracial humor. And you know, I got a huge biracial chunk of my act. So I'm sitting there watching like all the jokes I could. I'm like, I got to leave this all out of my set. And in the end, it wasn't like a huge, there was no crossover. He didn't do any jokes like I do jokes. So, there was still that feeling of like, oh crap, do I got to drop all this? And then after my set, I did all my jokes. I cut about 3 of them, but they were short, so it didn't matter. Anyway, I'm coming off stage or whatever, and he's like, hey, man, good set. And I was like, yeah. He's like, are you the feature this week? I said, yeah. He said, I'm the MC this week, which I thought he was a guest set, but he's actually just going to be here all weekend. So that's awesome. But now I'm setting up my shirts. T-shirt pitch got a huge applause, so let's see if that translates into a few shirts sold, because that would totally change my whole demeanor for the weekend, because I may not be able to sell until Sunday again. I don't know. We'll find out. Out.